Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, in studio, joined by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
How are we doing today?
So good. Episode 480, closing in on 500. Would love to get your feedback on it. Hey, guys, if you're not in our Facebook group, yeah, we still use a Facebook group. Still a kind of a thing, I guess.
Yeah.
It is called, go look this up, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals.
You should have a link in the show notes. You don't have to go far.
You don't have to go far. You have to be a gym owner to be in there. I decline people like on a regular basis. It's probably 50-50.
Oh yeah.
We protect that group pretty much. I mean, there's a lot of predators out there. Don't get any ideas, marketing agency guys. But if you don't own a gym, like you got plenty of other groups. We're talking to gym owners in this group. Not thinking about opening a gym. One day I hope. Current gym owners, not sold my gym. I don't want you in there either.
Run an agency now.
Currently a gym owner. Jump in that group. Love to chat with you. But got a lot of fun stuff coming up. A lot of stuff to share. We have a new product we should probably talk about. It's called The Forge. Yeah. And we'll put that in the show notes too. The Forge is a $247 a month. It's a subscription-based education platform.
Yes.
Go in, you learn, use what you need. Every month we're dropping new fresh content in there. It's a killer. The user experience, we spend a lot of time on the UX of that. User interface too. So long and short of it is you can connect with other gym owners in there. We've got little forums in there, little groups in there. And then of course we have our lessons that are just global lessons. A lot of stuff that you hear on the podcast, we take a deeper dive. Have tools for you, calculators, homework and stuff if you want to do it. But it's basically like a Netflix subscription and use what you want type of thing. If you want to look at it that way.
Yeah, a little different than our coaching program. Like it doesn't have a clear end deliverable. Like it's not a linear program. Mm-hmm. It's really designed for you as a fitness business owner. Here are all of the different things that you
should know,
might need. You know, we're going to throw it all in there for you. So everything from leadership to sales to marketing. Everything under the board and everything under the sun.
Yep. Employee journey.
Yeah.
You know, how to, it's just a ton of stuff in there.
We're going to have contributors from the Iron Circle and some, others in our network that we're going to bring in to do, education around, you know, what they do really well. Mm-hmm. So you'll have some guest contribution there as well. But yeah, we're going to, like you said, the communication between each other, you've got your own profile, you've got communication, it's got its own like little, you know, you could follow your friends and all that type of stuff.
Chat cool. Back and forth. Yep. So super cool. Excited to kind of let that cat out of the bag. You know, it's Halloween right now.
It is Halloween. Yeah.
We're recording this on Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Do you have a spooky sound that we can put on there?
Next week, ooh. we got to get Nick loaded up for all of our soundboard clips.
Soundboard.
All right. He's on fire.
Oh, dude. Do the NBA Jam one. Get the NBA Jam one. No, but we got to download it. So can you like change the buttons?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, dude.
That's going to happen. It's got to happen.
He's heating up. All right, so let's jump into this episode, guys. We got a good one today. Talking about past clients. How do you get them back? Do you even talk to these people? So we had a couple episodes ago. We were talking about how, you know, generating leads was good for the first couple weeks that you had the leads and they just kind of don't talk to them anymore. Mm-hmm. I would venture to guess you're probably doing the same thing with your past clients. Your past clients at one point saw an ad, got referred, decided to come in. You spoke to them in consultation. They joined your gym. you serviced them over a period of time. Maybe it was 1 month. Maybe it was 10 years. They left for whatever reason. Could be a million reasons. And they're on your database, but you're not strategically talking to those folks.
Yeah.
Okay. And so we've been using this campaign for years. We just like, hey, reminded the Iron Circle, hey, you guys have this campaign. You guys should probably use it. In fact, I work with several of the Iron Circle members to just go ahead and set it up and launch it.
Yeah.
And the numbers are staggering. It's silly. One of our clients in Texas, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, you know, he's having a little bit of a slump. He's a competitor, bodybuilder, whatever, and he was just kind of out of the gym for several months, yeah. Training. Things kind of slipped a little bit, and I was like, dude, we gotta get this thing rocking and rolling. So he came to me kind of like bummed out, I don't know what to do, whatever. And so we're like, hey, have you talked to your past clients in a while? Let's just go after them real fast. I mean, we do it right now.
Yeah, literally.
Right now. He's like, really? Yeah. So I literally set it up in firm 15 minutes. Because again, this is a campaign we put into Keep and we use text and email automation and stuff. And while I was on that call, I go pull up your text message inbox. Boom, boom. Dude, Kevin, I've been thinking about you. I was actually just thinking about coming back. Boom, 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 boom. And here's the thing. Your past clients, it's very difficult for them just to show back up on their own. Unless sure. They're self-motivated, as you know, like especially if they just got lazy and quit. And for them just to walk back in your doors, there's a psychological thing that I swear to God, this is the case. They walk back in, they have to admit that they failed.
I was just going to say, they have to admit defeat and, you know, and they have to take responsibility, and that's hard.
There you go. And so what we do and what this campaign is all about is, number one, we tell them we miss them.
Yeah.
Two, we invite them back in. They need you to invite them back in. They're not just going to come in on their own. And when it hits them and the words that we use and the kind of offer that we give them to come back in, it's like the floodgates open back up. For Kevin, he had 15 re-engaged past clients.
That's huge.
In literally 1 week, he had them. Boom. Now, think about this for a second. Your past clients already know, like, and trust you. They gave you money once. You don't have to resell them on the whole idea of what you do.
Yep.
They know what you do. Why wouldn't you go talk to those people? It's so dumb, like, right? So, entrepreneur, I'm guilty. You're guilty.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for example, we relaunched the book. Like, the yeah. book is selling like crazy right now. I'm like, why haven't we done...
What it's been here the whole time.
What we do as entrepreneurs is this. We work our ass off to figure out how to fix something or do something or create something that then finally works. It works for a little while, and then it starts to stop. And then you're like, all right, let's do something else.
Mm-hmm.
And you never go back and try to do it again.
Or see why it's, you know, no longer working, or, you know, it's never tweaking tune. It's throw it all out. Let's start fresh.
Start over. We got to reinvent the wheel every freaking time.
As hard as possible.
And it's not, it's just in our DNA. I just think creation is in our DNA, and it's like, you just want to go create something new.
Yeah, you're always looking forward.
Yeah, you don't look back, right? Yeah. So that's what we did with Kevin. We did it with a couple other clients. We did it here. I'm like, yeah, let's go ahead and run it again. We do it about once a quarter, if not once every, like, three times a year. Like three, I would say 2 to 4 times a year is a good time to run it. And we got 3 clients back last week. Great. And then we love these clients.
And here's the, you don't spend any money. You've already acquired, like, these leads are already in your system. And that's a lead, you know, the value of having a list of leads in general, right? There's value in that list. And I think it's too easily forgot, right? We're always looking for the lead that came in today to make the consultation go from there. And that's just kind of where we focus so much of our time and energy that we forget tomorrow. If that person didn't say anything yesterday, now they're just gone to us, you know? And so whether it be past clients or, you know, the newest leads that didn't take action today, there's value in there.
Totally.
I think that's the biggest part of the leads, and especially with past clients, is the relationship. And one of our Iron Circle members, and he had a different take on things. I didn't agree with the way he thought about it. He's like, you know, if somebody wants to leave, I basically just let them go and I don't think about them. And I was like, well, you know, it's very transactional, mm-hmm. right? Sure, they decided to leave, and maybe the reason that they tell you isn't the truth, right?
It's never the truth.
Yeah, I mean, nobody wants to admit that.
I have one. I just got to remember what it was. It was like not even close to what she said. was the actual truth.
Yeah.
So I'll go ahead. Keep
but,
going.
But, you know, the belief that, oh, if they want to go, just let them go type of thing. Well, that's fine. But you have a relationship with this individual. As a business owner, if you leave that client going forward to somebody else and you do everything in your power to show them how much you care, not necessarily try to keep them, you know, with on a membership or continue collecting money from today. If they've made that decision to go, that's fine, but keep that relationship. Mm-hmm. Let them know, hey, maybe they need a suggestion on a different gym or a different format. Maybe you don't offer what they want today. Mm-hmm. All right, who do you know that does offer that and give them the path forward? I think I had this conversation with somebody else this week, but gym owners or business owners in general, people in general, we don't value the relationship around the sale, around the service we provide as well. If you send somebody forward and you give them advice and you show them how much mm-hmm. you care, and even if you give that business to another gym, you get the win. They might get a win too, but you get that social win. You get that relational win. So the next time that gym screws up, who's top of mind? You. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or if you go to reach out to them and check in, hey, you know, I want to make sure that you found a new home for your fitness journey. What more could be, like, that is such a genuine, real way of showing care and compassion that they're going to remember that more than the cost of the service or why they left and all of those things. So maintain the relationship, even if you lose the business.
Hey, are you a gym owner whose business is in full swing, pulling in at least steady 30K or more per month, and now you're ready to ask yourself, what is next? Well, the Iron Circle is ready to show you that path forward. As a part of our exclusive community, you'll be surrounded by like-minded, success-driven gym owners just like you who are taking their businesses to the next level. Visit our website, ironcircle.net, to apply to be a part of the next Iron Circle group. And let us turn your successful gym into a thriving fitness legacy. All right, let's get back to the show.
Speaking of relationships, we kind of revamped our cancellation policy, kind of that stemmed out of a couple episodes ago. We're like, you know what? Listen, two reasons. Number one, we had a client came back to us, Lolly. Lolly just came back, and I signed her up 8 years ago at the old location. She had a great experience. She moved out of the area, came back. She was training somewhere else. Didn't realize we were the same gym. Came in here, was so excited. She found us again because she thought we had, because the name mm-hmm. changed. But here's the key. Whatever I did with her at the old place didn't burn the bridge.
Exactly.
And so our cancellation policy, we're revamping it. And it's as simple as this. You want to cancel during your agreement and you're at a year, or you're in a year, you're at $500 because we charge a $500 enrollment on the open. Mm-hmm. So what we just decided is like, okay, instead of fighting with them for the last 2 months, for the last 6 months, for the last 10 months, $500. You want out, that's it. Make it easy for people to cancel. For example, like in the Forge that we're talking about, you can just cancel right in the app.
Yep.
Like just cancel it. If you don't have to like put a 30-day, just cancel. It'll cancel your next billing cycle, whatever.
Yeah.
I think in today's day and age, especially with subscription mindsets and all these things that people are in services that they don't even realize you're getting charged and charged, just if you make it easy for people to cancel, you'll earn their business when the time's back. When it comes around. Well, yeah, it was 8 years ago. Of course, you know, I can't count on that revenue, sure. But like we didn't have to market for her. She came to us, like, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And there's tons of those, by the way. We had a client who right now is going through some health issues.
Yeah.
Money's tight. Yeah. He came to me. He's like, I know I'm asking for forgiveness, whatever. I said, look, man, of all the people, I'm going to take, like, our core value number one is do the right thing. Took care of the guy, him and his wife. I guarantee it may not be 6 months, maybe a year. They're going to be back, and mm-hmm. it is what it is. I mean, the guy's dropping to save his own life. Like, literally, come on, I'm not going to be, who am I to say, like, hey, you got to pay us the $500 a month each, you know, for the next 7 months. Like, dude,
do the right thing.
Do the right thing. That was obvious. It was, you know, we had this call yesterday, so. Look, there's stuff that happens, but we got off topic. The point is your clients, your past clients, just need you to reach out to them.
Yeah.
And if you treated them right on the way out the door the last time, they're going to be more likely to come back in, period.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you this campaign verbatim. It is 6 communication points. It's a text message, email, alternating every single day for however many days. Day one, text message. Want you back. Miss you. Want you back. I'd love to offer you a free week of X training, boot camp, whatever. Let me know if you're interested.
Sure.
Email goes out the next day. Hey, we had a lot of interest in our gym recently, and instead of taking our new clients, we want to give some of our past clients the opportunity to come back. We'd love to have you. We miss you. You know, pick whatever membership you want on the house for a week. Love to get you started again. How's everything going? How's that sound? Whatever. Mm-hmm. Open-ended, open-ended, open-ended. And you just do this every other day. And you can mix up the times, whatever, 8 in the morning, 3 in the afternoon, 12 during the day, whatever you want. And alternate it back and forth. And then in the last couple emails, hey, didn't hear back from you. I just want to make sure you saw this. If it's not for you at this time, I totally understand. I'm going to go ahead and open this up to everybody else. Love to see you, though. Click here if you want to book an appointment. And that's very loose and whatever. And typically, your biggest response will be on the first text.
Sure.
Period. So as a gym owner or director that's sending this out, you have to be on standby. When you send that out, you got to sit there for at least 2 hours by mm-hmm. your computer to be able to respond to text messages, because they come in like a flurry. You can get some stops.
Sure.
Or, hey, you know what? I moved to Kentucky. Awesome. Pull them off your list. It's actually a good list cleaning exercise sure. too. And that's it. It's so easy. So you tell them you miss them. You tell them that we much rather value our past clients than new ones. And we like to keep our community small and invite you in for a free week.
And what I want to talk about the offer that you guys use too, a free week. You're essentially asking them to re-earn their business. You're not expecting them to walk through the doors and pay for something right away.
Yeah.
You've built, you're leaning on the relationship that we've created. Mm-hmm. And in lieu of having to go spend money to acquire a new lead, you guys move it to, hey, we can service this client for a week.
You could do 2 weeks. You can do a month.
Yeah.
We used to do a month, by the way, back in our boot camp days. 30 days. I did one that was pretty cool. We had, at the time, we did boot camp and training, semi-private. I said, pick the membership for a month. Your player's choice.
You
want it twice a week. You want it unlimited. You want boot camp. Whatever you want. That one worked, but I don't know why we didn't convert as many as we just did with this 1 week. So we dropped it to two weeks. We tested that, and then we dropped it to one. And so look, here's the thing: if they're wanting to sign back up, the week ain't gonna matter, or the month ain't gonna matter. No. So why extend the conversion to longer than a week? Like, they know within a week.
If
they're coming back, their intention is to sign back up. They're not gonna just take a free week of training and go on.
Mm-mm.
That ain't.
No, they're not walking back in those doors for that.
They know the game.
Yeah.
But the honest truth is, we do miss them. Like, of course we do. We value all of our clients. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the ones we don't send that to. There's some people you don't want to talk to anymore. Delete them off your list.
Yeah, absolutely.
We all have them.
We literally, it was a communication in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, we all have them.
Yeah.
So just don't send them anything. But that's it, guys. Period. If you don't have your list segmented, you better start there. You don't want to send this to current clients. You don't want to send this to never been clients. Mm-hmm. Send this to past clients only. Again, here's the point. If you don't segment your list, you got to talk to these people different.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's on their own journey. Your current clients versus your past versus your never. I mean, that's just at a minimum, have those three lists.
Yeah.
Current, past, never.
And we use that when we transition gyms too, big time.
Yeah.
Right? Because mm-hmm. there you've got people in just how you communicate a new opportunity, right? The past clients, they've been through your doors, but here's something new that you did. We didn't have when we were working together. Current clients, again, if you're moving, you know, transitioning, What are the differences? Let's mm-hmm. paint the benefits of trying this new mm-hmm. service. And I've never been clients, wide open opportunity. Hey, this is who we are. This is what we do. Yep. Let's go hard in the paint. But segmenting the list. I think that that's even more, the better you can segment a list, the better off you are.
Don't segment your list and send everybody the same communication.
Yeah.
At least have different communications, right? So like, why go through the trouble of segmenting if you're not gonna change the conversation, the communication? Mm-hmm.
And that's really where the value lies in the communication is because at the receiving end, they're going to value that you know who they are. They mm-hmm. feel, you know, they're not just one number getting a general global sales email. Yeah. It relates to the situation and the relationship as it is today. And that's huge.
10-4. 10-4. All right. Well, listen, that was an easy one. You're listening to this in your car and you're like, yeah, we should do that.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. And then tell us how you did.
Yeah, by the end, well, I'm not sure if this is coming out on a Tuesday or Thursday, but I mean, it literally, you could launch this today, and by the end of the week, you're going to have responses. You know what I mean? You're going to have people that are coming back in your door.
Yeah.
So run the play, let us know how it goes, and benefit.
Done deal. I laid it out for you, so no excuses. Go do the work. That's it for this episode, guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. See you on the next one. Bye.
All right, and thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast, where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies 7-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.